Get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sadie. Written by Paul Reimer and brought to you each weekday by the makers of Crisco. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is established at the library table, apparently occupied with a piece of office work. Sade has just this moment arrived home from a downtown shopping expedition. And the master of the menage is saying...
Hello, Sadie, you pretty girl, you.
Well, thought it was rush in here.
I called you in manly, pear-shaped tones.
Well, I wasn't paying much attention. What are you doing?
A little extracurricular task. Haul up a chair if you have nothing better to do and help me.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean it. I can use assistance.
Help you do office work?
Well, strictly speaking, this isn't office work. Here, I'll haul you up a chair while you're taking off your hat.
Oh, I'm not much good at figures, you know.
No figures involved. No figures involved. This is simply a job of tabulation, and two persons can handle it more efficiently than one.
I bumped into your chum, Michigan Fishigan, from Michigan, Michigan downtown.
Hmm? How is he?
Oh, kind of loony.
In what way?
Oh, when he saw me and recognized me, he stopped dead in his tracks, kicked his heels together, swept off his hat, bowed almost to the ground, and says, Madame, Madame, a pleasure, Madame.
That's old world courtesy.
It's something all right. Well, what's this now?
Sit down, I'll tell you.
I feel good to sit down. I've been on my feet ever since noon.
Kiddo, perhaps you'll remember my telling you the other day that the guys down at the office shoved the problem of the boss's Christmas present in my lap again this year?
Yeah.
I ducked and dodged and tried to get out from under, but didn't succeed. I got saddled with it. However,
mm-hmm.
I did accomplish this.
Yeah.
I caused a pasteboard box to be placed on Olive Hammersweet's desk. On the bulletin board, I put a statement asking every employee of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company plant number 14... to drop a card with at least three suggestions on it in the box.
Oh, uh-huh.
And these are the returns.
Quite a few.
I considered it a satisfactory response.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Help tabulate.
Mm.
I thought my little scheme was kind of cute in two ways. For one thing, these cards and scraps of paper will give us a variety of possible Christmas presents for the boss. And for another thing, we can obtain a least common denominator, so to speak.
What's that?
With some object or article most favored by the mass.
Oh, uh-huh.
For instance, suppose 8 out of 10 employees suggest a watch chain for Mr. Rubish. Well, we'd know then that a watch chain is the most popular Christmas present.
Yes.
Here's a pencil and paper.
All right.
Now, suppose I read and you tabulate.
You mean write down?
Well, keep track of the items suggested more than once.
Oh, all right.
It's first one dropped in the box by Miss Hammerstreet herself. I'd recognize that handwriting anywhere.
Mm.
Fountain pen and pencil set. Initial gold cufflinks. Gentleman's heavy leather hairbrush.
Uh-huh.
Three very sound suggestions.
Yeah.
Any one of them would be appropriate.
Uh-huh.
Miss Hemmersweet's got a level head on her shoulders.
No.
Now.
Mm.
Toothbrush, fingernail file, shoe horn.
Oh, yes.
Now, I wonder what mental giant strained his brain on them suggestions. And this next one says, diamond ring, wardrobe trunk, mahogany desk.
Ooh.
Too much dope.
Candy
flowers and sheet music.
Huh.
Now, that's a fine original bunch of suggestions.
Yeah.
Wallet, wristwatch, smoking jacket.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Haven't had any repetitions yet.
Well, old Funny Joe helps us along.
How you mean?
Toothpick, curry comb, and a hairnet.
Ah, somebody being comical, huh?
Very, very comical. Probably our smart-aleck office boy, Irvin. He's a trifle too soon. Toothpick, curry comb, and a hairnet. Ha, Irvin, you're a riot.
What's that one?
Huh?
What's the one you're just picking up?
Ah, from a lady. It's perfumed.
Yes. And look how expensive looking. You don't get stationery like that for a penny. Hand it here once. Engraved, if you please.
Now, here's another fine brain.
Well, what do you know?
Huh?
Lolita di Rienzi.
Oh?
Purple ink, if you don't mind, Princess Patterson.
What are her suggestions?
Portmanteau, jade furs, pince nez.
What's that?
Portmanteau, jade furs, pince nez, I guess.
Well, what's a portmanteau?
Search me.
Well, what's jade furs?
I wouldn't know. I really wouldn't.
Prince Nez.
Somebody said they were going to give me portmanteau, jade furs, and pince nez for Christmas. I think I'd be scared. Perfume we got on our note paper already, Countess Williams. Butler, you're spilling my best diamonds on your white velvet breeches.
Now, here's another Brainy Marble giving us some peachy suggestions.
Have 9 or 10 of the servants bring me my monocle and my carriage boots.
Huh?
Here, you probably want this back.
Oh, just lay it down. Here's another Brainy Marvel giving us some preachy suggestions, say, magazine rack, yardstick holder, and garters.
Oh.
I call that list of suggestions a work of pure genius.
Mm.
Magazine rack, yardstick holder, and garters.
Mm.
Golf clubs, smoking stand, shotgun.
Mm.
House coat, umbrella urn, dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy's original, at least.
Boy, I bet you can smell Misty Hooba Booble's notepaper a block away.
Here's something somebody dropped in the box by mistake.
Huh?
Oh, dear Slick, why did you squeeze my hand in the show last night if it didn't mean what you said on the telephone Tuesday? Grandpa got the caramels and says to thank you. I'm sorry about this evening, but I have to help Mother wash out a few things. Dolly says to give Art a hug for Charlie. Goodbye for now. Kissy kiss, Elizabeth.
Who are them people?
I have the slightest idea.
Nobody writing to you, is it?
Sure.
I wouldn't put anything past those silly office girls.
Well, funny Irvin gives us another dandy joke.
Huh?
Horse blanket, Cupid doll, and undershirt.
Ha ha, huh?
Yeah, I'll say. Irvin is a mighty humorous lad. I may have to pin Irvin's ears back.
Mm-hmm.
Leather collar box, silk bathrobe, wristwatch. Oh, there's a repetition for you, kiddo.
Hey. Glance at the next one.
Well, another contribution from Mr. Ian.
Oh, tell the footman to wheel me in another bunch of white grapes.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. What does madam suggest this trip?
Uncanniff, I guess. Unchapeau de pluie.
Oh, goodness.
On pannier de palms de terre.
Oh, now, hey, really?
Oh, hey.
You're standing on my satin train, Queen Victoria.
Oh, well. Now, this next one suggests reading lamp, traveling bag, wallet. Oh, a traveling bag and wallet are both repetitions.
Where did the coachman put my bearskin rug?
What?
My gollies, I've never met this Lolita, but she must be a daisy. She is a daisy?
Oh, Lolita's all right. Trifle on the flighty side, maybe.
Yeah.
Traveling bag and wallet.
Oh.
Well, here's another half-wit note somebody dropped in the box by mistake.
Hmm?
Swedish cupcake. Herbert told Gladys what you told Irene about Stella. I ought to be mad at you, honey. Charlotte and I have decided to fix our hair different. Who is this Giggles you mentioned at the drinking fountain? Well, I better close now because I hear Papa on the porch. Remember your promise about the bicycle pants clip. Ta-ta till Tuesday, Brown Eyes.
What's all that?
What a darn if I know. Oh, just some inter-office romance, I expect.
Yeah.
Sofa pillar, hammock, nut picks. Well, a hot lot of originality in them suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Lounging jacket, shaving kit, shoe bag. Well, that comedian Irvin's in again.
Yeah?
Pitchfork, bread knife, and water wing.
Oh.
Ha, 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 Irvin. I don't think these half-wit suggestions are getting us any place.
Oh, Lolita's are nice.
Oh, heck with it.
Oh, slash General Hopkins, I just couldn't accept that chariot full of rubies.
I'm going to throw all this stuff in a trash bucket.
Yeah.
Another lame brain note that some nitwit dropped in the box.
Huh?
Hank, gorgeous, why did you look at me so funny on the streetcar? I know you think I like skinny, but I don't at all. He's so tiresome. Grace was over last night and told me about Gus. He admitted to her he was 54 years old and has agreed to quit wearing the pullover sweater with the big letter B on the front. Well, I'll see you in the vestibule at 5. Be my sweet doll, baby, till then. I'm blowing you a kiss, Goofums.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And so we leave Mrs. Beach and Chris Goes Vic and Sade until the next time. Don't forget to listen. This is Ed Roberts speaking.